Welcome to a short podcast interview between Viv Bennett, Director of Nursing at the Department of Health and Public Health England, and David Foster, Deputy Director of Nursing at the Department of Health, as part of our Week of Action on Health Improvement and Health Promoting Practitioners.
You're planning for your second national conference on public health nursing, which you've called At the Heart of It All. Why have you decided on that title?
The full title, which is a bit lengthy, is At the Heart of It All, Personalised Care and Population Health, with the emphasis on the and. And I was inspired in the title by an amazing film that I saw at the World Health Organisation, which showed health practitioners, usually nurses, doing all sorts of care for people, from immunisation to health improvement to nutrition, to the sound of a heartbeat. And what it was saying is that the nurses can be the heartbeat of both care to individual people and to improving the health of the population. And so I'm very much hoping we might be able to show that. But in any case, the heart of it all really resonated, and I hope it will with other people.
That's a really inspiring message, but it's also quite difficult for people who are in everyday practice. You have a particular passion for public health. What do you think it should mean for everyone across the system, wherever they might be nursing?
I think it's really interesting, the term public health, and certainly when you speak to people like Chief Executive of Public Health England, he talks about the public's health, and we talk about population health. I think there's been a tendency to think of public health only as a specialty, so therefore not something to do with everybody. So it could be orthopaedics, it could be anything else. If you start to think about the public's health, or as we term it, population health, then it's much clearer that everybody, well, probably everybody in society, but certainly anybody in a health or social care or education role, has some responsibility for making that health as good as it can be. Recently, it's interesting that there's been an article in The Lancet by the Chief Medical Officer and others talking about how we move population health forward, and talking about the imperative for creating a culture for health in society where doing the right things for your health are made easier, and where healthcare practitioners give the right advice and support for people to make those healthier choices.
That was a really interesting way of looking at how to promote health. But as an acute nurse through and through, it's really difficult sometimes when you're dealing with illness to make the time to prompt health improvement messages. How do you suggest that people who are not used to dealing with health improvement can do that in their everyday practice?
We're developing a framework for public health nursing, midwifery, health visiting and the allied health professions, which will be launched at my conference in July. In the framework, we describe three levels at which nurses, midwives, health sisters, allied health professionals interact with the public, and how they can be used to improve health. And it's an additionality model, if you like. So all nurses and midwives forming the base of our pyramid can make some difference, and I'll come back to that. Then we have a second level of practitioners who have specific responsibilities for health protection, for health improvement, and for managing groups of patients from lists, caseloads, or communities. So that might be practice nurses, district nurses, sexual health nurses, and some AHPs who work in a community setting. And then finally, we have the practitioners who we would think of as the specialists, the health sisters, school nurses, specialist midwives and AHPs, and public health practitioners and consultants. I think your question was mostly about the nurses, the all nurses, what can all nurses do? And I think what's been really interesting is understanding what nurses think it would take. And the reasons that nurses are reluctant are time, as you've mentioned, but also some other things. So first of all, it's not always easy to start a difficult conversation. So how do we prepare nurses to do that, to raise topics that people might feel defensive about, and to do that in a non-judgmental way? The second thing is feeling that they either don't have the information or access to the information, and that's the framework that we're developing. And the third thing is that our attempts feel uncoordinated on occasions, and certainly from my PHE role, PHE has a big role in coordinating activities so that we can all be knowing that it's no smoking day, or that the hot weather plan's a good opportunity to promote safe sun safety. So I think there are things we can do. The time factor, I think, requires us to understand two things. Making every contact count does not mean trying to push unwanted health advice into people at times when they don't want it. It means using clinical skills and judgment to know when the time is right to have some of those conversations and to have the knowledge to do it. And it means thinking through the way we practice so that it becomes the way we work is always with that broader health gain in mind, as well as dealing with the immediate problem in front of us. So specific examples, I've seen really good work where A&E nurses and school nurses and other community services, including community police, have become really concerned about the number of young drinkers that have presented at A&E and have all contributed, both at the point of contact and beyond, to how they can minimise young drinking and binge drinking particularly. So I think there are some really great examples of how it's starting to happen.
That's really impressive breadth across a whole range of parts of the nursing profession, midwifery, allied health professionals, as well as all parts of the services and systems that in health at the moment. And you've talked about your framework, and there are six associated activities of public health that go with it. Could you explain a bit about those for us?
When we first talked to healthcare professionals about developing a model to support practice and various other support activities at all levels, we showed them various things that might be useful. And one of the things that people said was, well, we need to know broadly what you mean by population health. And we looked at things like the Minnesota Wheel, which is very useful, but very detailed. And we looked at the areas where nurses can have big impact. And we also, based on compassion in practice, action area one, where we wanted people to have impact, came up with these six. And I suppose some things to understand is, together they describe activities to improve the population's health. They are not mutually exclusive. There is clearly some overlap, and there is clearly more than one way of viewing the world. But broadly, these six seem to resonate, and people thought they were about right. And they are the wider determinants of health, health improvement, health protection, healthcare public health, supporting independence, and life course. So what does that mean? Well, in the framework, within each of those broad areas, the information about the outcomes framework, about practice, about evidence, case studies will be presented. So they can be used in a number of ways. Yesterday I was having a conversation about antimicrobial resistance. Now, the natural home for antimicrobial resistance is probably health protection. But if you think of it using the framework in a different way, as an end-to-end centre of activities for nurses, it's really clear how it could be used. So wider determinants of health, for example, we would want all healthcare practitioners to be informed and sharing messages about there is no longer a pill for every ill. It is really important to protect yourself. In health improvement, to be working with individual people about things like taking drugs appropriately, not expecting antibiotics for viral infections. In health protection, a whole range of activities, healthcare acquired infection, reducing hospital common infections, immunisation, it's very specific work. Healthcare, public health, the whole raft of activity that goes on within the healthcare sector to keep patients safe. Supporting independence was quite interesting. People were talking about how we might think about supporting people to self-medicate in healthcare settings and thus allowing much more flexibility around time dosage, which can really make a difference to the effectiveness of antibiotics. And then in terms of the life course, at which points in your life do you need to know what about the use of antibiotics and how to keep yourself safe? So a good example would be young people of school age. Absolutely, they're going to be facing a world of different health hazards, and how can they protect themselves? So that's just one way where you can take a topic and look at the range of activities we can take that would impact on that topic. Or you can take a deep dive onto health protection and find some detailed information about antimicrobial resistance.
That's excellent, and a very thorough insight into the framework, and it will be a good start to your conference at the heart of it all, which I hope is very successful.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Week of Action, please visit vivbennett.blog.gov.uk or follow us on Twitter via #PHPWeek.